USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Jurors have begun deliberations in the Derek Chauvin trial, with the former officer charged with murder in the death of George Floyd. Closing statements wrapped up late Monday afternoon as the prosecution and defense made their final arguments. The jury has been sequestered for their deliberations. Chauvin is charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. If convicted of the most serious charge, the second-degree murder, the former police officer faces up to 40 years in prison. Ahead of a verdict in the trial, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has requested additional law enforcement assistance from other states as he prepares for possible unrest. In a statement, Walz said that he had requested the help from Ohio and Nebraska to support efforts to preserve the First Amendment right of peaceful protests while protecting public safety. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has taken the step of activating the Illinois National Guard ahead of possible protests. The governor's office says that Guard members will be positioned in Chicago beginning on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Oklahoma City marked the anniversary Monday of one of the worst terrorist attacks in the country's history. Tim Berg reports.
Today marks the 26th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed at least 168 people and injured more than 600 others. Attorney General Merrick Garland spoke at a remembrance ceremony at the Oklahoma City National Memorial.
To commemorate the strength of the community that came together in the face of such great loss, and to celebrate the resilience that makes Oklahoma City a model for communities everywhere.
Just after 9 a.m. Central Time, a rental truck filled with explosives detonated outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Former U.S. Army soldiers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols were convicted of the attack. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Over the weekend, for the first time, President Biden referred to conditions at the southern border as a crisis, as illegal crossings continue at a record pace. Congressman Byron Donalds recently visited the border, saying the administration is complicit in the conditions he witnessed because of their failure to enforce immigration laws. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the cartels have taken advantage of the conditions created after President Biden reversed the border policies of his predecessor.
The Trump administration did actually a very important thing, putting in a Mexico policy into place. That way, a lot of these asylum applications were actually being handled in Mexico. Yeah. When this president was inaugurated, President Biden, he ripped up not only the Mexico policy, but he ripped up every other enforcement measure put into place by the Trump administration, including stopping building the wall. So right now, you have the cartel laughing at us. They know we're not going to enforce the border. They know that we're essentially just going to be taking kids. And so right now they're pushing all these kids across the border at warp speed. And let's be very clear on this. The cartel knows our laws, and they're using it against us. And we are not taking this threat, this crisis seriously, and this administration needs to do so.
And the Coast Guard is calling off the search for the remaining missing sailors from the lift boat that capsized off the coast of Louisiana last week in a severe storm. 19 crew members were aboard the 129-foot vessel Secor Power when it capsized. 6 people were rescued alive and 5 bodies have so far been recovered. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.